so often, just when I'm alone. I can't help the longing I'll feel when he moans. He's a jag.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are here on this Wednesday night going to get into the whole financial situation in some ways, and we've got Keith Scott, who is standing by, and I've posted a slight bio on my website for people to see if you haven't already gone to projectcamelot.org or projectcamelotportal.com and scrolled down to the radio show icon on the front page and seen his bio, then I encourage you to do so. And I'll basically just kind of read it out loud here, and then we'll ask him to give you a lot more explanation in his own words. But I also want to let people know a couple of announcements. First of all, we have a live chat that goes on during the show, and that means that you can be asking questions of Keith. And he's going to be talking about the Keenan lawsuit as much as he is able to do under the circumstances, because it is a, you know, active lawsuit, so there are certain parameters there. And many people will be familiar with David Wilcock, and David has been in some ways working with Keith, Neil Keenan and Keith Scott in getting this information out there. So I just want people to realize that that's the subject matter that we're going to be dealing with. So I do encourage you to go to the front page of Camelot to join the chat room. Type your questions in all caps while we're talking today. And the other thing, I just want to make a couple announcements. One, we have a trip to Egypt in Camelot in Egypt 2012. That is now on Facebook. We're looking for people that are interested in coming with us. We have already got four speakers, which is Michael Tellinger, Miriam Delicato, and Hugh Newman, that have confirmed that they are coming with us, and so that's pretty exciting. And I just want to say that we'll see what goes on. It should be an exciting trip, and anyone who is sort of feels the call should be looking into that. If you come to the front page of Camelot again, you can scroll down. You'll see where it says Camelot in Egypt, and just click on that little banner, and that takes you to the main page where you can see what the proposed itinerary is, which is quite extensive. And I have been to Egypt a number of times myself, so I really know what I'm talking about as far as what you need to see and what is well worth your time and what isn't worth your time. We're going to be meditating in the temples and various power places, etc. And this is going to be a very crucial time to get your positive energy over in that area of the world. So that's that. And then I also want to say we have this thing called Dinner with Camelot, which is happening May 8th, which is next Tuesday night. For the local people here, sorry that everyone in the world can't join us. But this is just one of those things where it just works out to be meet with local people at a local restaurant. We just want to kind of say hello. Tommy Hansen, my webmaster, will be in town, and some other people that have been working hard for Camelot behind the scenes will be there. So we hope you'll come on down. You need to register on our Facebook page, and then eventually you're going to pay a certain deposit to come and hold your place. Let me see. One other thing is that we still need donations. So I just want to say to everyone who has donated, thank you so much for listening to our call. I've got a team that's hard at work about to transfer everything into a new website that's going to be a lot more user-friendly in certain ways. And I'd love to be able to pay these people. But it's been very, very difficult under the circumstances. So And also just for myself, if I'm going to tour, if I'm going to go out and speak to people, I need a certain amount of money to partially fund the venues in advance and things like that. We just have so many things that we're working on. We're also trying to get Project Light Warrior off the ground finally. We've got a team and a project manager on that who's volunteering his time. He's a real expert at what he does. amazing people coming forward. We're also selling advertising on our sites. So we've got somebody who's come on board to handle that aspect. And so we are looking to get a revenue stream going. We don't have one yet, but we are really hoping for that. But meanwhile, if you can donate and if you are a supporter of Camelot, that would be amazing. Okay, Keith Scott, are you there? Okay. Hello? Keith, I'm not sure what happened here. Okay, for some reason, we do have Keith Scott. It looks like we lost him, and we are trying to reach him back. So if everyone will just sort of stay tuned, and I don't know why we're having some difficulty here. Okay, now am I cut off? I don't know. Okay, I don't know if I'm on the air right now. I'm going to continue talking as if I am. Okay, am I on the air? If anyone can tell me behind the scenes, that would be great. And meanwhile, we are trying to reach Keith Scott. Keith, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Terry.
Okay, hello? Okay, we seem to have...
Very unstable, that's very unusual.
Okay, well, this is the par for the course. Let me see. Do you have a phone number that you could type into the chat that they could call you long distance, I guess, if they need to, a landline?
I do. I just have to get my wife to get my phone. I don't even know my own number because it keeps changing all the time.
Okay, well, maybe we can try with this and hopefully this will become a little more stable. I mean, it's actually preferable for all of us to have you on us on the Skype here, but if we have to, we do need it.
It's much better for me because my hearing is not that good, and on Skype I can hear much better than I can on a telephone.
I understand, and... But if we have this fluctuation, which, you know, wasn't happening before, it was crystal clear when you were talking to me right before we went on the air. So I don't know what's happening there. But let's try to forge ahead. So if you can hear me okay, and when you do get a chance to type your number into the Skype, just in case we get disconnected, that'll just be a fail-safe to back things up, okay?
Right, okay. I've got to get I've just got to get my wife to bring me my phone. Hun, can you bring me my phone? I need the phone number.
Okay. So Keith, while that's
I just need the number to write for Kerry. Okay.
This is going out over the air, so we can wait, and whenever she gets a chance and can bring it over. So if we can just start, Keith, and you could give some background, because you have a very interesting background. I have spent, just so everyone knows, quite a bit of time talking to Keith. He's a very fascinating individual, very delightful personality. I know I've got some very controversial things to go over with him, and he's been called all kinds of names on the internet, so we're going to try to get down to the real nitty-gritty here and find out what's true and what's not. Okay, Keith, can you give your background, please?
Yes. For the last 15 years, or 14 years, actually, I've been Chief of Cabinet of the Office of International Treasury Control. Now, the Office of International Treasury Control itself is a very controversial organization. When I first, prior to actually going to OITC, I was working for a company called Mid-America Development Management Company in Illinois. And I was actually based in Hong Kong. And I was called one day by the chairman of the company, and he told me to go to Cambodia. So I did. And within about 3 weeks, I met Dr. Ray C. Dam, the head of the Office of International Treasury Control. And at first I didn't believe too much of what I was being told, that that he owned these gold certificates, that he owned gold deposits, etc. And so I requested the right for us to do a verification on his accounts at the Federal Reserve in Chicago. And he gave us the authorization to do that. And I had a friend of mine, or actually he was the chairman of Mid-America Development Management Corporation, Michael McKnight, in Rockford in Illinois. He went to the Federal Reserve and he did do a check on Dr. Dam's accounts. And he called me at about 2 o'clock in the morning and he said to me, "The world is full of flakes, but your dear Dr. Dam is not one of them. His name, he would not even know the number of accounts that he has control of. I have just spent 3 hours in the Federal Reserve Bank in Chicago checking accounts. And I can tell you now, the only name that matters in the world today when it comes to gold is Dr. Ray C. Dam." What nobody knew at that stage, and that was that Dr. Dam had been illegally appointed as into his position, and therefore his position didn't really exist. He was basically put there, it seems, to be a signatory that would allow banks to steal, and he would then be the fall guy. But he was a little bit too smart for that. And over a very, very long period of time, he became known as Dr. No, because he didn't agree to the things that people asked of him. For many years, I travelled around the world and worked with these things, my main work was that more of a regulator than trading or working with the accounts in terms of selling things or doing things like that. That was really not part of the job. The work that I actually did was catching people who were stealing from the accounts, catching people who were cheating, and catching banks. And in the period of time, I had a number of bank chairmen or heads of banks that had to stand down because of activities we caught them doing. So over a period of time, there was a lot of credibility that the Office of International Treasury actually had. But the reality is that at the end of the day, we found out eventually, I learned this in, I'd become to actually realize it in 2008, when we were trying to do certain things and we found that we were unable to do them. And we couldn't find, I couldn't understand why Dr. Dam would not complete transactions and contracts which I had set up. And so therefore in April of 2008, I decided to leave and I went to Laos and I set up my own company there and was involved in setting up mining operations and things like that, not only in Laos but also in Tanzania. Again, in 2010, I returned back to Phnom Penh where Dr. Dam was because he promised me to... he showed me a trading license that he had from the Federal Reserve. I don't know at this stage whether that trading license was real or whether it was not. And what happened is that I spent almost 12 months there trying to complete something with him because over the years we had actually become good friends. And it's kind of a pity to see all that gone. 15 years is, you know, a long time to spend with somebody. And I had a lot of time. I had a lot of respect for Dr. Dam. But these days... his attitude toward me has changed, particularly since the situation with since he was arrested. and particularly because of the fact that I refuse to say that the OITC owned the certificates that were stolen from Neil Keenan. Because the truth is, OITC do not own those certificates. They are owned by the Dragon family. And you can't have a situation where, for example, if you put a deposit in the bank and the bank gives you a certificate for that deposit, the bank has your deposit and you own the certificate, and it's exactly the same thing. If you had a deposit of gold in OITC and you have a certificate to prove that you have that, that certificate belongs to you. So you can't own both sides of it. That was ridiculous. And so I stood very firm with the fact Neil Keenan was the actual owner of these assets.
Okay, but before we get into all of that, I want to back up just a bit here because I think there's a couple little points that people will want some clarification on because they were a bit vague. And I know you need to be a little bit vague. We're going to a commercial. Okay, so we'll be right back with Keith Scott, and thank you for listening.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Talking to Keith Scott right before the break, I was about to ask him to back up just a bit, to go back over a couple of points he made just to get some clarity. Are you there, Keith?
Yes, I am, Gary.
Wonderful. Okay. So I wanted to find out a little bit more about this man who went to check out Ray Seedam's, accounts and so on. You said he got access to Chicago's, I don't even know what that's called, but the Federal Reserve in Chicago. Is that what you said?
Correct.
Okay.
When
now
he got access.
I'm sorry. Who is the person and why? Why did he get that access?
The person was the person that I was actually working for at the time, which was his name was Michael McKnight. He was the head of a company called Mid-America Development Management Corporation. And this company were really, really very, very good at moving money around the world. But let me, I don't want to go in too far because it's a complete side issue. But he's the one who actually ordered me to go to Cambodia, and that's where I met Ray Dam. But the point that I wanted to make on this is that when I joined OITC, Ray Dam was a very real person. His name was all over those accounts, and that's a fact. I not only had that confirmed by Michael McKnight, I had this confirmed to me many times by different governments. And because I traveled around the world working with these accounts, working and resolving problems for best part of 10 years, 12 years, before we actually ran into the real serious problems that we eventually ran into.
Okay, and now I want to just, because we talked offline several weeks ago, maybe even a couple months ago, and you kind of educated me as to some of this background, and I want to ask you if my assumption is correct. What you said is that Ray Seedam was the signer on the checks that went through the bank, that if the Rothschilds wanted to stop something from going through, they simply would stop. Even though Ray Seedam would sign it, they would stop it. Is that correct?
Correct. It wouldn't matter what... basically what actually happened is that the banks eventually, they didn't like the situation because Ray Dam was not the compliant little boy that they thought he would be. And because of that, they basically just kicked him to the curb. Set him aside and just went and did what they wanted to do on their own.
So that means if they wanted to give money to, let's say, an African country to develop some kind of, large enterprise, regardless of what it was, and finance that enterprise, didn't matter what the credit, you know, rating or any of that stuff, they could bypass Racy Dam and get the money to the people they wanted it to go to. Is that correct?
They could have if they wanted to do that. To my knowledge, they never ever did. The only people that these people ever looked after was themselves. And you've got in here organizations that are an absolute anathema to most of humanity. And these are people like the Committee of 300, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations. And these are the main people that basically have been abusing these accounts, but also the banks. Now, let me also explain, when you come to these global accounts, this is the centralized gold that belongs to the entire world. And this gold is owned by countries, right? It is held privately, but it's actually owned by countries. Now, the countries have put it into a trust, place the trust into the hands of private people. But the governments themselves are the effective beneficiaries of the trust. So that the money in these trusts, in this huge trust, we call it the Sukarno Trust, is immense. And this money is used to underwrite the US dollar. It's used actually to underwrite all currencies. So that when, for example, you buy a house, you go to the bank and the bank issues the loan in your name. Well, the bank actually never lends money. The bank simply ledgers the entry. What happens is you, when you sign the mortgage note, you are promising to actually pay off part of the national debt. That's actually what's happening. It's not what the bank tells you is happening, but that's actually what is happening. And so that ledger entry that the bank makes is then levied against the treasury. The two things that are important to create value, the first one is the signature of the person who is going to make those payments. And the second part of that is the surety of that person's signature and that commitment made by that person. And that surety is given by the Treasury. But the Treasury, in actual fact, transfer that back to the global accounts. So it's the global accounts that actually act as the surety on your signature on your mortgage. So when you pay to the bank the money that you pay off your house, the bank should then pass that back to the Treasury, but it doesn't do that. It steals the money. But even though that's a side issue, we can discuss that further a little bit further.
Yes, and I think that some people will be familiar with this because they have watched the various, I forget what they're called, but they're various financial YouTubes out there that talk about this. Basically, they in essence multiply that 9 times and then they loan it out, right? And they make money on the on the interest. But to come back to this more specifically about the OITC, because this is kind of where the crux of the matter is, and what I want to do is we have several kind of sides to this story that I want to try to cover, and I know it's not going to be easy, but I'm going to try. And then we've got already, believe it or not, we've got 12 people hanging on the phone, and we've got people in the chat as well asking questions. So there, like I told you, and I warned you guys, there is a huge interest in this, and there is a lot of confusion. So a lot of people would like to understand what is going on. Now, there's something called the UNOITC, right?
Right.
And there's something called the OITC. Are these the same organization?
They're the same organization.
Okay. And Ray C. Dam was arrested. Why was he arrested?
Okay. It had nothing to do with the UNOITC or OITC. It related to a couple of things, actually. The newspapers in Cambodia started to receive letters suggesting criminal activity by Dr. Dam in relation to a company which he had set up in Cambodia. I was not in Cambodia when this was set up. It's a company called ARPOITC, and it was a private company. I never ever agreed with it. I think it was a very, very unwise act on his side. But there was a suggestion of a criminal activity with regard to the activities of ARPOITC. And this was then reported in the newspapers in Cambodia, but also copies of certain documents were sent to the police. And the person who sent these, and I know this for a fact, because when this particular person attacked not only Dr. Dam, but he also attacked me. And this person is a man by the name of David Sale. And he wrote these letters and he sent false documents to the police. He sent them to the newspapers. And according to that, Dr. Dam was then, or following that, Dr. Dam was arrested.
And this was in some ways, now I know David Sale and this other man named Richter contest this very strongly. David Richter, I guess is his name, or Reiter, however you say it. The thing is that this was sort of a, it seems to me, based on what I understood, it's something of a frame-up. Is that because, now, is that your position? Is it that they were trying to frame Ray C. Dam, or what?
There's no two doubts, no two ways about that. I received a letter from the editor of the Cambodia Daily, and he told me who was sending them the information. And he asked me why would that they were very suspicious, because he couldn't understand why a person within an organization would be trying to undermine that organization in this manner. And he also doubted that the allegations that this person had made, and that person was David Sale, and he was quite clear about that. He was also concerned that the allegations being made by David Sale were not correct. And of course, to a large extent, they weren't correct. Now, the other thing is that David Sale was forging documents and signing Dr. Dam's name on it. And I know that also for a fact, because Dr. Dam called me at 2 o'clock one morning, and he just simply said to me, "I want you to listen to this. I don't want you to say a word. Just listen." And he called David Sale and he berated him for a good 15 or 20 minutes over signing Dr. Dam's, putting Dr. Dam's signature onto documents and purporting those documents as having been issued by Dr. Dam. And Dr. Dam was extremely angry over this. I mean, he was absolutely livid, and rightly so. It has always been standing policy in OITC that no document on an OITC letterhead goes out from anyone else without Dr. Dam's approval. And if it's from someone else, it's from their desk and it has their signature, but it would still have to be approved by Dr. Dam. And that was standing policy all the time I was with OITC.
Okay, and now David Sale was also with OITC, is that correct?
I believe he still is.
Okay. And so he was actually, what you're saying is, and what Dr. Dam was saying in this conversation, he was actually going ahead and signing Dr. Dam's name for him against his, without his knowing about it, and when he found out about it, he was upset.
Correct. Now, a number of documents turned up apparently with the Cambodian police and with the Cambodian newspapers with Dr. Dam's signature on them, and these were the reasons why Dr. Dam was arrested. And the other thing was a guarantee issued by HSBC Bank. I don't know what the reality of that guarantee was. It was certainly very strangely worded, but I don't know what the reality of it was, whether it was real, whether it wasn't. It certainly had HSBC's fax number at the top. It was sent to an office in Washington, and it was sent to Dr. Dam from Washington. And those are the fax numbers on the top of the document instrument show that to be so. However, HSBC denied issuing the document.
Is this document, I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but is this document, was this sort of was supposed to give money to Racy Dam or funding for something? Or what was the purpose of the document?
The purpose of the document was to be given to me because Dr. Dam, several months before, had promised me to assist in organizing the a mine which I wanted to develop in Tanzania. And the money, guarantee was to be a guarantee for the security of the funding or any funding that would be provided for establishing that mine. I never ever presented the guarantee to anybody other than to send it on to my partner in Tanzania, and that was the only time it was it ever went anywhere. We never ever used it or attempted to use it.
Okay, but basically it was found to be, would you say, fraudulent?
Well, HSBC say it's fraudulent.
Okay. But this is part of the reason that Racy Dam ended up in jail, this document, is it not?
Those are the reasons why he was.
We're coming to commercial. I'm sorry. We're going to have to be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare? based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come. Preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns. An empire replacing the republic. Slavery sold as liberty. Socialism to save capitalism. A government out of control. Unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficit. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steadied Tuesday despite a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,663, silver $3,117. If you want to know just how screwed up this country is, consider the parable of two singers, writes Frank Millet of the Daily Interlink. In the early 60s, you either liked Elvis or Pat Boone. Presley represented everything new and rebellious. Boone was an ambassador for tradition, safe, respectable, cheery. Elvis is dead. Boone, on the other hand, still securely stuck where he was in the middle of traditional America. Except there's a twist to the story. Elvis Presley, the guy who died from drug abuse at 42, overweight and paranoid, is a national hero, an icon. Boone, he's still smiling, 77 years old, married 55 years, but he's considered a rebellious revolutionary, according to some of the faculty at Adrian College, where he was invited to do a commencement speech this last weekend. Speaking of Pat, get a copy of the new Future of Money CD with Pat Boone. Call 800-289-2646.
The time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone?
This is Carrie Cassidy, Roger Campbell, Whistleblower Radio. And Keith, we were just about to talk about this, whether Racy Dam was being framed and in what way. And you were talking about David Sale and this also this HSBC guarantee. So at this point, when was this exactly that Racy Dam was arrested then?
He was arrested, I think, around just before Christmas in 2010. 2010? Yes, 2010.
Okay.
And I spoke to him only a couple of days before, and I went to Sihanoukville, which is a beach resort in Cambodia, with my wife and my son. And while I was there again through the night, I got a call from Dr. Dam to tell me that the police had surrounded his home and that he was probably going to be arrested. And he was absolutely at loss as to why this would be. And at that time, I said to him, I think I've been warning you for several weeks about Neil Keenan. That Neil Keenan, this is not somebody you can just brush aside. Neil Keenan is going to keep coming until he gets you. And my first reaction was Neil Keenan. But when I got home, I had the letter from Ian Williamson from Cambodia Daily, and he was asking me questions as to why somebody would be sending him this information from inside OITC and destroying the organization that they supposedly worked for. And secondly, the fact that he simply didn't believe the information that was being furnished to him and so didn't publish it, but it was published in the Phnom Penh Post. So when Dr. Dam got arrested, any future or any reason for me to be in Cambodia was ridiculous. And at that time, I had an offer from a chap by the name of, he's a banker in Australia, Steve Duncan, to join his firm as a partner in SIL Global, which is a investment bank in Sydney in Australia. And so I took that, and he wanted me then to go to Malaysia, which I basically did. And I moved across to Malaysia, and I've been working with SIL Global since.
Okay, but to get back to this sort of framing of Racy Dam. So at this point, in some ways, at the beginning of this story, you believed that Keenan was responsible for somehow provoking or getting him arrested, and yet in reality that was not the case. It was actually David Sale, was it not?
Well, I think it was a combination. I think Keenan was certainly part of it. There's no two ways about that, because he had already been in touch with the Cambodians.
Okay, and, well then, if that's true,
I think it was a combination of factors, but also the fact that David Sale, the real reason that Dr. Dam was arrested was because of the information that had been fed through to Cambodia by David Sale, to the Cambodian police.
Okay, but why did Keenan want, how did he factor in this story? Because
okay,
you need
David
to introduce...
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, when Keenan's bonds were stolen in Italy, David Sale was working together with Daniel Del Bosco. And it's Del Bosco who actually absconded with the bonds. But I have no doubt it was largely because of the suggestions of David Sale. David Sale claimed that OITC owned the bonds, and as I've explained earlier, that is impossible. There's no way OITC could own those bonds.
Okay, now can we, at this point, we need to go to the beginning of how Keenan got assigned those bonds, and that goes to, doesn't it go to Sukarno, and Sukarno's nephew or son or something, who then tasked Neil Keenan with
bonds,
this?
Okay, when we look at the Sukarno Trust, or the global funds, the global accounts, because they were all under the control of the late President Sukarno. And they were assigned into a centralized system, which was agreed to by the governments and under an order issued by the United Nations. And that order is MISA, M-I-S-A, 87104, Operation Heavy Freedom. So that's the resolution number that this centralized global system was set up under. And all the gold that had been put into this secretly by the nations themselves between, you have to understand that from 1934, private ownership of bullion gold and coin gold was illegal. It was all owned by the states, by the governments. And the government centralized this into a common pool. And I often hear people complaining about how America sold its gold and all the rest of it. And in actual fact, America never sold its gold. America still owns its gold, and that gold is in the central pool. And it cannot be taken out of there. And the reason why the central pool is there is to prevent a thing called gold standard currencies. Gold standard is actually a cause for war, and it's a cause of problems. This was clearly understood at the end of the First World War. And so the gold standard had to go, and there was a requirement, need to bring in fiat currencies. Now, why people complain about fiat currencies, I don't understand, because other than the fact that people don't understand how a fiat currency actually works. A fiat currency is a currency backed by debt, but the debt is backed by value. For example, when you buy your house, you have a mortgage, that's the debt. But what's the value to the mortgage is the house. So the value is actually there. You've actually got an asset. So there's actual wealth. That's why you can create the money against that wealth.
But the actual wealth backing the fiat currency is not gold. It's actually, isn't it,
well,
human labor?
No, it's not. It's actually gold. Because remember when I said to you, and this is why it's important to understand, that when you file, I keep going back to mortgages. Let me explain this. I go back to mortgages constantly because it's a very, very good base unit that everybody understands. When you sign a mortgage, you are actually signing an agreement to pay off part of the national debt. Now, the surety on your promise is when the Treasury goes back to the global accounts and obtains the surety from the global accounts that you will keep your promise, right? So that becomes the actual gold backing of the currency, because constantly we go back to the gold, and the currency is being underwritten because the value is underwritten by gold constantly. It's just that people don't see it. And it's the same for all nations, because access to the global accounts is equitable to all nations. It's not just for America, it's not just for England or whatever. It's to all countries. So if you understand that, then you understand the position of where the Federal Reserve fits into that.
Well, okay, before we go there, can we go back to Keenan? Because I want people to understand how he was tasked to take these, bonds, he was funneled from actually, strangely enough, two Camelot witnesses. One was Ben Fulford, and the other one was Leo Zadami, who connected him with these certain very unsavory individuals by default, maybe accident or design. It's hard to say. But somehow, what ended up is that these bonds, I guess you call them bonds, were then stolen, and they were stolen by the very person that he entrusted them to for safekeeping. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. They were stolen by Daniel Del Bosco, but let me explain this, because Daniel Del Bosco did that at the behest of David Sale. David Sale threatened Daniel Del Bosco first. He claimed and sent letters and a cease and desist to Daniel Del Bosco from OITC, claiming that OITC owned the bonds. And as I've explained before, that's impossible. You can't be both the creditor and the debtor in a situation.
Okay, when I come back, I'd like you to talk about how Keenan got assigned this strange job. All right, thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Narcotics. Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much
radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Indigrow is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, Indigrow lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. Indigrow lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to Indigrow lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. Indigrow lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making Indigrow not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. Indigrow products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that Indigrow lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-grow.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know lights. Indigrow really is your sunlight in a box.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transiting an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the Great Spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come.
You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar.
Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
The Middle Chamber Creator X on AMR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Central.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
I tell you the dragonborn comes.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. And we're talking to Keith Scott about some very complex issues that are extremely important, actually, because the perception of the general public out there has gotten extremely distorted. And we're trying to get to the truth of the matter. So we're taking a lot of time with this, and I hope everyone will be patient with us on that sort of journey. So, as I said, what I'd like to do at this point is, Keith, is go into why Keenan was tasked with this job of taking the bonds, actually, I guess, to Switzerland. I think he was on the way to Switzerland to get to sort of cash them in or something, wasn't he?
No, it's a little bit different to that. Neil Keenan is a businessman. He's operated through most of South America and the Dominican Republic for a number of years. And let me say two things here. One, Keenan has been very, very successful in his life. He's an extremely intelligent, perceptive person, and he's also tenacious. And those are usually very, very good attributes for a businessman. The second issue is that Keenan is an extremely ethical person, very, very ethical, and it's one of the reasons why I've actually stepped in to help him as much as I can. And it's also one of the reasons why this case has taken the turns that it has. But the reason he was given those is because of those two particular attributes. One is his intelligence, his perceptive nature, his just a very capable man. And the second reason is because he's known everywhere as a very ethical person. So he met up with a gentleman at some stage by the name of Akihiko Yamaguchi, who was previously caught trying to take bonds over the border from Italy at Chiasso. Now, those bonds were said to be fake. The only problem I have with that is that those same bonds turned up a month or so later as unused TARP funds in the United States. So these bonds, Federal Reserve notes and bonds are very real. They are bonds given to the former owners or to the various nations that contributed gold to the central system. So they're very real. And the reason Keenan was given them was because of the reputation he has as a businessman. And he was considered somebody that was capable and fit to handle these and someone who could be trusted by the Dragon family. And so they gave him the bonds to work with. Now, he was not trying to sell them. These bonds are something, if you own them, you don't sell them, because they're actually an annuity bond, and they have a 4% interest coupon, which is paid constantly. And that money is sent out to the people who put in their gold a long time ago, and that's still held here in many places. You'll find it all over Southeast Asia. You'll find it in Taiwan. You'll find these funds in countries like Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, even Burma, and here in Indonesia and also in the Philippines. So these funds are paid annually to the owners of the bonds. Now, the bonds are not something that you sell. If you sell them, you would then be selling them for probably no more than, I would think, 3% would be the top value that they would be worth in real terms. But they are worth their actual value because of the interest coupon. But if you were selling them, the Federal Reserve would redeem them probably at no more than 3% of their value. So why sell them? You can get 4% every year in and interest.
Okay, so what? So how did it? How did Neil Keenan fall into the hands of these sort of individuals? Let's call them that started with, you know, I think Benjamin Fulford, who actually was trying to do a good thing by introducing him to, well, I believe Leo Zagami for one, and the Italian who represented the Vatican and certain other parties. Isn't that right?
Those issues occurred before I ever got to know Keenan or anything about all this. So I really couldn't tell you, Kerry. I don't know how that connection came about. I do know what Keenan is because I've been working with him now for almost 2 years.
Okay, and you've added your name to the lawsuit that he filed, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and so it's important that people know, though, that Keenan took those bonds and then was referred to Benjamin Fulford. And I understand you don't know this trail necessarily, but it is written about in the lawsuit. So you've read the lawsuit, I assume, and you know this much.
Yeah.
Okay, right. And then the saga goes.
I don't know those things from my own personal direct knowledge or from the history. I don't know those things, but I do know what.
Okay, assuming that the lawsuit is written truthfully, as at least I assume Keenan more or less wrote it, right?
No, the lawsuit was written up by Keenan's lawyer, who's a very, very competent guy. I've spoken to him several times myself, and I have nothing but respect for the man. Normally, I don't have much respect for lawyers.
Okay. And so then what happened, though, was somehow there was an attempt to take them away from him. Now, he realized that they were in jeopardy, and he looked for somebody who he could entrust them to. Isn't that right?
I believe that is right. I don't know that he saw them as actually being in jeopardy. He just needed to have them put somewhere for safekeeping and where they would be kept safe. And he entrusted them to Daniel Del Bosco, who was an agent of the, or claimed to be an agent of the Vatican Bank. And everything he knew about Daniel Del Bosco indicated that Del Bosco was a very credible, a very honorable type of gentleman.
Okay, and somewhere in this, it also gets into, I don't know, is it Davos in Switzerland, where they have a meeting, and then is it Kissinger? And, I mean, some amazing people got involved at a certain point trying to get these bonds, somehow make a deal with Keenan or offer him money in exchange for the bonds, some kind of machinations like that, right?
Absolutely, that's exactly what happened. What happened when Del Bosco was threatened, I think, by David Sale? He became concerned initially, and he spoke to Silvio Berlusconi. He also was involved with Giancarlo Bruno from the World Economic Forum. And then collectively, they conspired to actually steal the bonds and keep them completely. David Sale conspired with them also, but not so much about the bonds, but to transfer OITC in under the World Economic Forum, where he would have control of OITC and not Dr. Dam. And so they went then, this went further because it was taken to Laura Marciano and I forget the other gentleman's name. He's also the ambassador of Italy to the United Nations in New York. They took the bonds then to Ban Ki-moon, who then and they made an agreement basically to pay Keenan $100 million and just get rid of him, and they would then place these bonds into trade. And this would be probably something like a 4 or 5 year trading program, and the money would go wherever it was going. I don't know whether it was going to go personally or whether it was going to go to the United Nations, which I tend to doubt. I think this was something they would have done and then personally taken the money.
Right, and these trading, but let me just stop you there, because the trading programs are the tip of the iceberg, but they're a very important part of this whole, what goes on at the very topest levels. And I've gotten some correct background on this from some people that are quite knowledgeable in this area. So it's not sort of an idle thing that they then, that these people who are associated with the Illuminati. I mean, certainly, I don't know what the relationship is between Berlusconi and Rothschilds and all these people, but I assume that these trading programs are something they operate with all the time, and this is how they raise enormous amounts of money. And this has also been referred to in the White House reports as to how money is made and then put into the pockets of certain individuals and so on. So it's very understandable that they would want to get these bonds away from Kenan, assuming they were worth a certain amount of money, and offer Kenan what was not very much money, right? I mean, the bonds are worth actually a lot more than $100 million.
Oh yes, the bonds for their value in a trading program would be at 80% of face value. So that would have been somewhere maybe $100 billion into a trading program, and that would have been generating enormous amounts of capital back into the hands of these people. And there is no doubt at all that they did that, because we have conversations that have been recorded, conversations that have been that we have people who are in attendance have already given affidavits on. So we know exactly what actually happened in some of those meetings. And it's interesting, at one of those meetings, Sale basically acknowledged the fact that he had tried to have Dr. Dam murdered, and that Dr. Dam would not leave prison alive. And there are records of these conversations that I know Neil Kenan already has. And Neil Kenan is extremely well connected, and he's able to obtain information that the majority of people just would not be able to obtain.
Okay, now, just because our listeners, this is Project Camelot, you can appreciate that when you say somebody is well-connected, that doesn't necessarily mean, that's not necessarily a compliment from our perspective, as you can appreciate. So do you want to clarify that slightly by, when you say he's well-connected, who is he connected to? I mean, is he connected to Rothschild? Is he connected to, the enemy of Rothschild?
He's spoken several times to Rothschild himself, but it's not. He's connected back to people who guide him and are basically helping him to work through this system. Now, I don't want to mention who those people are, because I think that would be extremely ill-advised at this point,
okay,
point in time. But there are people in very, very high levels within the United States that provide him with a lot of information and a lot of intelligence. And he has a great level of support from areas that I would not have expected it to come from.
Including from yourself, right? Because you have been, you took him under your wing because you have substantial experience in this, in spite of his experience as a businessman. In a sense, he's a younger man and was even possibly a bit naive about some of the power plays that go on at the highest levels, it seems to me, based on the story. Isn't that true?
I'd say that's partially true. Let me explain that. When Neil Kenan was just going after Daniel Del Bosco, this thing was not a problem for the system. When Neil Kenan teamed up with me, or I teamed up with Neil Kenan, because I a particular point, an actual fact, before Dr. Dam was arrested, I had come to the realization that this lawsuit could be used like a lever to open up something that the world needs to know. And I've been trying to bring the truth of these global accounts out into the open for as long as I've been with OITC, because my attitude to it is that while you see things that are operating in darkness, while those things are there and the ordinary people have no idea how markets work, they have no idea how money works, they don't even know what money is, and all these things are kept secret from them, how can they live in a world of commerce when the real commercial aspects of life are taken away from them and they have no knowledge of them? And this is wrong. I think if anything is good and decent, it's out in the light. It's where people can see it. And I have been trying. Now, the downside of that is that I've also been abused for a very, very long time. Many people think that I'm a con man, I'm a crook, I'm a lot of things. I'm none of these things. I'm somebody who has tried to change something that needs to be changed. And when you do that, you make a lot of enemies. And those right. enemies have a lot to say.
Okay, and you and Neil are both, you ended up to have sort of a like mind in this way. So you took him under your wing, right? Because you had this philosophy. And as it happened, he's a fiery Irishman who also is extremely principled. And so you both came to the same conclusion that you could work together to make this into more than it was. Okay, we're going to be right back. I'm sorry we have a break here.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I want to tell you about something really, really cool. It is silvercoins.ag. Now, AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.ag is the new website for cheap silver coins. Silvercoins.ag automatically surfs popular online retailers for silver coin bargains based on the minute-to-minute fluctuations of the silver market. Silvercoins.ag focuses on silver purchases from $5 to $50, but of course, big junk silver bags and monster boxes are available too. Purchases can generally be done using a credit card or even PayPal, so you have multiple layers of buyer protection. Silvercoins.ag has no annoying salesmen. Silvercoins.ag has live streaming metal prices, so you don't have to refresh your browser all day long. Stop the endless web surfing for the best silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark Silvercoins.ag. I use it. I want all your friends to use it. You tell them Jack Blood sent you.
It's the story of a lost city, lost opportunity, lost hope. A story of failed policies, failed leadership. A story of smooth-talking politicians, games of he said, she said, rhetoric and division. One man has stood apart, stood strong and true. Voting against every tax increase, every unbalanced budget, every time. Standing up to the Washington machine, guided by principle. Ron Paul, the one who will stop the spending, save the dollar, create jobs, bring peace. The one who will restore liberty. Ron Paul, the one who can beat Obama and restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Keith Scott about the Keenan lawsuit and the financial situation, really, in general, on the world stage, the nature of gold, fiat currency, et cetera, et cetera. So at this moment, I think we've established, and if you want to have, say, a statement or two about how you decided to actually, or you convinced or worked with Keenan to kind of funnel this lawsuit into becoming a sort of cause celeb, if you don't mind the wording, so that people could rally around understanding that this was, like, as you say, a fulcrum from which other things could be brought to the light. Isn't that right?
Correct. Because this is – let me point out something here. It's not a matter that I just made a decision to have Keenan back what at that time is, for a long time actually, has been my cause. But as I began to point things out to Neil Keenan, his natural sense of responsibility and his natural sense of allegiance to his country, to the United States. He may be Irish, but he was born in Rhode Island and he grew up in the United States. But his natural allegiance to his country is things that are very, very strong. He's a very patriotic person. He's also a very just man. And when I say he's just, he doesn't just simply see things from the perspective of his own point of view. He sees things from the perspective of the greater good. And he also understands our responsibility, that if you see a problem and you know how to fix that problem and you're in a position to fix that problem, and if you don't fix that problem, then all the consequences, the ill consequences that come from that, all the pain and the suffering that others may suffer because you didn't do what you could have done, that becomes your responsibility. Now, I wouldn't say either, neither Neil nor I are overly religious people, but we both of us believe that there is a day of judgment, that there is a day we have to answer for what we've done, even if it is just when we die. We know that eventually we have to face ourself, particularly at the moment of death. You know whether your life has been worth it or it hasn't.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I'm going to, we have such limited time, and I don't mean to do this to you because you're so lovely and eloquent, but I'm going to have to interrupt you here to get down to some nitty-gritty. I think you've established that, you know, you consider yourself and him, Neil, to be quite principled and why that is. But at this point, what I need to do is ask you some questions and also open it up to the caller lines. I want everyone to know that I offered to do a live stream event where we would have no interruptions with Keith Scott, who is sort of the spokesperson that Neil Keenan has asked to sort of go out into public and talk about this, and David Wilcock months ago, in fact, back in January, believe it or not. And I have been waiting to try to organize this, and I would still, the offer is still on the table. I would love to do this. I would love to bring some other parties to the live stream that where a very important discussion can take place from people that may have different points of view, but in a very in a forum in which everyone will be polite to each other and so on. But let me say here. So at this point, I need to ask you some questions, if you don't mind. And I also need to open it up for the callers. We have 1.5 hour left for this show.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So I have somebody who is asking specifically, do you know who is in charge of the trading programs?
The Federal Reserve. Either the Federal Reserve or it would be the European Central Bank. Those are the only two currencies in which trading programs are operated in.
Okay. And the next question I have for you is, and I'm going to sort of go back. I'm going through chat. I'm going through people behind the scenes sending me messages. Crayford. There's somebody named Crayford. Does that name mean anything to you?
Yes, David Crayford is a spokesperson for David Sale.
Okay, fine. And okay, then now I'm going to try to take some calls. Let me see if I've got any last minute. Has Neil Keenan ever been arrested? There's apparently someone who's done a background check on Keenan, and there's somebody related to him that seems to have been arrested. Was it Keenan or someone else?
It's interesting you ask that because we were talking about this one day, and I don't know whether he was actually arrested, but it was over a personal matter, a family matter. It had nothing to do with normal business.
Okay.
There may have been somebody made particular allegations against him at one time, and that was thrown out of court.
Okay. Now I'm going to go to the caller lines, and then I'm going to also try to get to the chat. It's going to be a feat here. Caller, hello? Okay, actually sounds like the caller has... caller, you are area code 724, and you've actually... Okay, I'm going to have to drop that call. Sounds like the person fell asleep. It's bizarre. All right, we have area code 425. And you are on the air with with Keith Scott. Area code 425. Can you hear me? Okay, nobody there. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to move quickly here. If you are calling and you're holding on a phone line, I suggest you pay attention. Area code 253, you are on the line with Keith Scott and Carrie Cassidy. Area code 253. One more time. Okay, incredible. Okay, a lot of people have called in and basically maybe do that trick where they listen using the line. Area code 304, you're on the line.
I was just curious, Keith, does this these actions that you're taking, do they have anything to do with the freeing up from the government's suppression that's been going on?
Well, I think you'll find the government suppression is it directly relates back to many people just call it the cabal, but fundamentally it's through the Federal Reserve because that's where they exercise their control. Yes, it does. I think there are many areas. People in America have no idea what they're paying to banks. The average amount that the average family today in America is paying banks around somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000 a year. They don't know. The other areas that are very, very wrong is that if they weren't paying this money to the banks and the banks are running that offshore into trusts and funds, etc., basically you're being robbed on both sides. Both the Treasury's being robbed and the people are being robbed. Even the shareholders of the banks are being robbed. But at the end of the day, behind that, you will find the same people who are that literally control the world. And you can take that back to people like Rockefeller, Rothschild, Oppenheimer's, the Committee of 300, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers. And
okay,
these people.
And how about Bush Sr.? Does he factor in there?
Yes, they do. And in fact, let me explain something about Bush Sr. Bush is, his real name is actually Schiff. It's not Bush. That's the first thing. And in fact, I have photos of him with Borman when he was a young fellow, actually. With people like Scorsese and other top Nazis,
right.
They have a particular mentality which is their own, and it's actually driven America into the ground. And if you look at what's actually occurred slowly over a period of time through particular organizations like the Federal Reserve, where they've allowed banks to become literally trading houses and allowed banks to steal the way that they have. And the government has done absolutely, not only has the government done nothing, the government for some funny reason seems to be actually supporting what these people are doing, even the current administration. This is kind of sad.
No doubt about it. Caller, I'm going to have to let you go and we're going to go to the next caller. Thank you for your question.
Remember my number. This is Drake.
Drake, since it is you, I thought I recognized your voice. I will allow you to ask another question. Do you have something else to add to your question?
No. Keith is a consummate expert. I'm very well aware of that. I just wanted to call in to let you have the number so that if you wish to call me, we could talk about things. Okay.
Are you talking to me or to Keith?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Keith and I have conversations.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you. Let me try to write your number down. Please hold on, everyone, here while I do this.
I guess I'm a consummate troublemaker.
Okay. Well, then we've got something in common.
The world needs a few more.
There's no doubt that I'm referred to as that for sure. Okay, thank you very much, Drake. We'll see if we can talk later. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next caller, area code 765. You are on the line with Keith Scott. Area code 765. Going. All right, sorry about that. I've got somebody named Anonymous, who is now here on the line. Anonymous, would you like to ask a question? Are you there? Okay. This is wasting a lot of time. If for these callers, it would have been helpful if they were actually there. Okay. Area code 214. 214, you're on the line with Keith Scott.
Hello, Carrie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I want to say that thanks for bringing this wonderful man on the radio show. I think Keith is outstanding. I am very familiar with his work as well. This is Captain, and I'm very familiar with Drake. And my question to Keith is this. This Ken lawsuit, what involvement does Mr. Mitt Romney have involved in this lawsuit? What involvement does he have with this lawsuit?
Okay. Directly, he doesn't have actually any involvement. However, his name come up on a list of people who have been illegally using these accounts. And because of that, his name was included into the cease and desist that we issued some time ago. Just to explain the cease and desist, Neil, since I've been here in Indonesia, I'm working and I've had a lot of experience with the organization and the structure of these gold accounts. The account owners and the actual owners of the gold have appointed us as custodians at the moment as settlors of the trust. Now, as you know, on any trust, the settlors are the ones who make the rules. So fundamentally what we've done is issued against a number of people a cease and desist that they're not allowed to use these accounts anymore as their own private piggy bank. So that's,
yes,
that's
right.
The extent of it with Mitt Romney. It's not a political statement or anything like that from our part.
Not at all, not at all. What I want to say, too, also, that Mitt Romney was involved with the Falcon account. Is that correct?
I don't want to go into that. That may have had to do with his office, and it may have had to do with other issues. It may not have been just simply a direct personal involvement.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
When you're working with an organization, sometimes you don't get to choose what accounts that you can deal with.
Okay, that's an interesting answer. Thank you, caller. I'm sorry I'm going to let you go here. We've just got very limited time, but thank you. Okay, we are going to, I guess, have a break here, and then we're going to have the very last 15 minutes or less of the show. I'm going to go to the chat room because they really haven't gotten quite their chance to ask their questions. And I'm going to also ask you, Keith, when we come back to... if there's anything you want to add. Okay, thank you.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
America is in trouble.
Washington is a disgrace.
Government has become too big. It's overtaxing, overspending.
We need to change direction.
We really need change.
We can't afford to make the same mistakes we've made in the past.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
There is need for economic stimulus.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This election is about trust.
There's been one true, consistent candidate, and that's Dr. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been so consistent from the very beginning.
He seems like a more honest candidate.
He tells the truth about what he believes, whether you like it or not.
He's never once voted for a tax increase, never once voted for an unbalanced budget.
Ron Paul's plan is bold, cut five departments. It's what we need.
When he says he's going to cut $1 trillion in the first year, I believe it.
If you don't like how things are going, and you're tired of politicians, he's something different.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Is the one we've been looking for.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steady Tuesday despite a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $16.63, silver $31.17. If you want to know just how screwed up this country is, consider the parable of two singers, writes Frank Millet of the Daily Interlink. In the early 60s, you either liked Elvis or Pat Boone. Presley represented everything new and rebellious. Boone was an ambassador for tradition, safe, respectable, cheery. Elvis is dead. Boone, on the other hand, still securely stuck where he was in the middle of traditional America. Except there's a twist to the story. Elvis Presley, the guy who died from drug abuse at 42, overweight and paranoid, is a national hero, an icon. Boone, he's still smiling, 77 years old, married 55 years, but he's considered a rebellious revolutionary, according to some of the faculty at Adrian College, where he was invited to do a commencement speech this last weekend. Speaking of Pat, get a copy of the new Future of Money CD with Pat Boone. Call 800-289-2646.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the middle chamber of Crater X on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central.
Radio, and we are talking to Keith Scott, and we have about a little less than 15 minutes actually to go. Keith, while I still have you on the line here, I'd like to find out if there's any last minute information about the lawsuit that you want to give out or explain. I know there's a third party that was added to the lawsuit at a later date. Can you talk about that third party, for example?
That particular person doesn't want to be identified, and very good reasons for that. His life was threatened very seriously, very, very seriously. It would have been a more or less a public execution, basically the same as what happened to President John Kennedy. So that wouldn't have been a very, very nice thing.
But the lawsuit is accessible to people who do want use this sort of legal thing. I forget what it's called, but
for sure. If over the last few days we've been preparing affidavits of obligation against the G7 banks, central banks. And these are for non-payment of interest on the gold that they've been leasing for the last 80 years. And that process has been very, very carefully thought out, and we probably have the best advice in the world on how to handle that process. And in the legal processes that will be used are being advised to us by Winston Shrout. This is a gentleman who's been teaching commerce and law for a number of years. He does seminars all over the world. He is, in actual fact, he's not a lawyer, but he understands law. Lawyers and judges often attend his seminars because his understanding and knowledge of these things is far beyond what an average lawyer has or what an average lawyer is trained to do.
Okay, but isn't it true that this lawsuit has very little chance of ever actually going before a court? Isn't it true that they're going to either throw it out or settle it or attempt to settle it?
They've been attempting to settle it now for some time. The biggest offer we've had up to date is $22 trillion, but for that we have to walk away. When I say we have to walk away, we just take the money and go. That doesn't interest us because it doesn't change the fundamental things that are wrong. And this has gone from where it was originally a case where Keenan was seeking compensation. This has gone into a case about the future of the world. You've got these crazy people out there, these Bilderbergers, the ones I've already mentioned them, the Committee of 300, etc. They want to kill off around 6 billion of the 7 billion people in the world. And because they say the world's overpopulated and it's just a lot of useless mouths to feed. Well, we don't agree with that. They're trying to take the value out of your food. They're saying you can't even grow your own food. You have no right to eat the food that you produce. They're saying you've got these chemtrails, you've got all these other things that are happening. This is
absolutely
not by circumstance.
Yes, but how will this lawsuit change things? Can you explain that?
Okay, that's exactly what I was coming to. If you take the money away from them, you take away their chance to do anything because they need this money. They need the money that the banks have been salting away. And the key to it is you simply take this money away from them. And that's not difficult to do. And this lawsuit is the key to doing that. Because what this lawsuit does, it's kind of like a key to a box. And in this box is a lot of bad things that a lot of people don't want the world to see. But if you open that box, then the world is going to see what is really going on, what's really been happening, why you're paying the taxes you're paying. They're going to see, the best figure that I've seen put on it is 300,000 bankers, politicians, etc., going to jail because they're all hand in hand. The entire system is corrupt.
Right.
And when you have that, the only way to fix that, we're not trying to harm anybody. Let me tell you that now. And I'm not trying to put people in jail. That's for somebody else to do. What we're trying to do is to maneuver the situation so that these people don't have the money to commit the crimes that they intend to commit.
Okay, but let me ask you, realistically, do you believe, I mean, I understand that the judge, one of the judges already resigned, and the new judge on your case, apparently it looks like he's related to Obama in some kind of form or fashion. There's a question here asking about that.
Yeah, look, we don't make any judgment based on that because we really don't know the intentions of the president in relation to these things.
Okay.
We really don't know to what extent the president is controlled and controlled by whom. You have to also understand you have situations where George Soros, for example, who's one of these Nazis that's tied in with Bush and Kissinger and people.
Right.
They're all Nazis. You have to understand that.
Yes.
But George Soros owns 80% of the the Republican Party, and he owns the whole of the Democratic Party. For God's sake, what kind of country is this?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so, right. But do you believe, I'm really asking you here, do you believe that the case will go before a judge?
It's already before judges, and they're reviewing the case, I believe, at the moment. I believe there are three justices looking at it. This is a very, very serious case, and it's much more serious than what people think. And it's very real. If this case goes into a court, the case is written up in such a way that it has to be defended by the defendants. And to do that, they're going to have to prove any assertions they wish to make. And I have spent the last 12 months, 15 months, obtaining all the documents, all the things that we need to be able to prove that those bonds were real, that not only the bonds were real, but to prove the entire background of the case. And we have all of that. We have everything. I mean everything.
Okay, and that includes the gold, the codes, right? The codes to the gold.
We have not only the codes to gold, we have the entire structure of how the entire system works.
Okay, how did you obtain... Let me ask you this. How did you obtain the codes, you know, to the Book of Codes or whatever it's called? How did you obtain that?
Okay. We obtained those from the owners of the accounts. In the gold is owned by countries. The countries have appointed mandates. The mandates are the owners of the accounts that the gold is held in. And the mandates, we have the full book of what is called the Book of Conveyance. This is the book of where the gold is conveyed to these mandates, and these mandates own the accounts, and the accounts, all the numbers and codes and everything. Now, everything is listed in that, both the assets and the counter assets. So when you have all that, the next thing is, what can you do with it? Well, what we can do with it, we can pull that out from the Federal Reserve. They say we can't. I say we can. And not only do I say we can, I know we can. And also, we know how to do it. And that brings
can you
us
explain
now to the
what does that mean? How do you do it? Is this, you know, is this something you do online?
Okay.
Is it hacking? I'm sorry?
Okay. If I give you a bill and you can't pay it, I have the right to put you into bankruptcy. Okay. And it's just exactly the same. Because it's the Federal Reserve or it's the European Central Bank, doesn't make it one jot of difference. It's exactly the same principle. If you can't pay me what you owe me, then I have the right to put you into bankruptcy, and I have the right to send the US Marshals in there and take possession of the property. It's exactly the same in Europe. Now, these global accounts are only blocked to the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve have issued the counter assets to secure that blocking. However, the authority and the control for the security of the accounts lies with the Swiss. And that's why recently we wrote to the Swiss president and asked him to step in and stop these people from the Federal Reserve who are trying to transfer accounts, gold accounts, over to other entities. And that's only about a week ago. Now, what the lawsuit does, if somebody wants to argue with the lawsuit, then it's a pretty poor argument, because if that lawsuit goes into a court, and it very well may, I'm not saying it will, I'm not saying it won't, but it very well may, and if it does, we have put enough information in that lawsuit that they're going to have to come into court. Now, you might work for the Federal Reserve, but you're prepared to go to jail for it.
Okay, I'm very sorry, but this is the end of the program. We have a bit on the music to say some last-minute words. What would you like to say at the very end here? And hopefully we can get you guys into a live stream discussion on this.
Okay, everything that we have done up to date, very well considered, very well thought out. And it's very, very well planned, and hopefully you will collect.
Okay, thank you everyone for listening. I'm very sorry. I guess we can't talk over the music any further. Good night, Keith Scott. Thank you so much for appearing on my show and for being so very clear in your explanation. Bye-bye.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.